This first letter, the first reading, sorry, from the letter, first letter of St. John. Here John is writing to those who have the faith. They believe very intently in Christ. He repeats over again, you've known him who is from the beginning. When other things like you have conquered the evil one. Well, he repeats twice here at least. You have known him who was from the beginning. Of course, that's Christ himself. They know him, they believe in him. That is, they believe in him, they love him. They are following him. And he's warning them against following the world and worldly things, which will not lead them to the heavenly homeland. It will take them away. He is telling them and warning all of us to stay away from sin and evil and vice, which will pull us away from God, turn us away. But remain faithful to that faith, to that one who was from the beginning, the light. And the same whom another prophetess now sees in that Christ child, in the small child, the son of Mary, whom they have brought into the temple for the presentation, and now she sees him. And she continues to speak of him. Here is the one who is to save us. Here is the light, the true light. And then it carries on. Sorry, Mary and Joseph now are referred to here without mentioned by name, being mentioned by name, but as they who the evangelist is referring to, who returned to Galilee, to Nazareth, with the child who is our Lord, who goes strong, filled with wisdom and favor, or we might say grace, of God, precisely because he is God. But he remains with them and subject to them. A continuation, basically, what we reflected on yesterday in reflecting on the Holy Family of Nazareth, a perfect example of what family life should be and what we must follow. You see, it is a life of deep, intense prayer and contemplation, constantly reminding ourselves of the presence of God, that we are seeking God, we are returning to him, we are returning to the Father. And so we must not follow any way that will lead us away from him. Which is what St. John is warning us about in the first reading. Let us follow that example. Let us also, every one of us, every day, we are all called to it, every one of us, that contemplation. Yes, even we may be involved in feverish activity, much activity. But it has to be done in a spirit of contemplation, reminding ourselves constantly of the presence of God. Looking up periodically throughout the day, turning to him, and just telling him how much we love him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.